crop production with the end user in mind. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farm commodity production methods typically are done with only the next link in the chain in mind. It might be a grain elevator or a cattle buyer or a produce distributor, for example. Organic farmer Rick Clark of Williamsport, Indiana, believes farmers should operate by thinking about the needs of the end user.
Because the consumer is going to drive this thing. I mean, they're the ones who are going to make the shift in the farming community to farm differently because they're going to demand a product that is safer for them.
Clark says farmers who focus on soil health and reducing chemical inputs like glyphosate can see a path to more profitability.
We haven't taken anything away from the farmer. We haven't forced them into a corner they don't want to be in. We are teaching them how to continue to use the product with the goal in mind of going to zero.
Clark says his farm and others like it prove the point.
We've got to get everyone over this sticker shock and educate them that we have to care about the human society and the health of the human society. And we can do this, but it's not going to just happen tomorrow. It's going to take some time.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.